setiap langkah-langkahmu. Pernah ku menyakiti hatimu, pernah kau melupakan janji ini. Semua karena kita ini manusia. Akulah penjagamu, akulah pelindungmu, akulah pendampingmu di setiap langkah-langkahmu. Kau bawa diriku ke dalam.
RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C. welcomed the visit of students and teachers from Cibubur Lab School High School. On this occasion, the students joined a productive discussion on international issues, diplomatic relations, and the country's role in the world. The visit was part of the students' preparation before joining the Columbia Model United Nations Conference and Exposition, organized by Columbia International Relations Council and Association. The visit was part of the students' preparation before joining the Columbia Model United Nations Conference and Exposition, organized by Columbia International Relations Council and Association. Columbia Model United Nations Council and Exposition, held at Columbia University, New York on January 16 to 19 this year, is a well-known model crisis conference in the US for high school level. The competition tests students' critical thinking, quick decision-making, and problem-solving for real issues in the world. During their visit, the students also learnt about the embassy located in the historical Wolf McLean Mansion. The Indonesian Deputy Chief of Mission to the US, Ida Bagus Mada Bimantara, said he was inspired by the enthusiasm and critical thinking ability of the students, and hoped the visit would encourage them to be great future leaders. Meanwhile, the Cibubur Lab School Headmaster, Ali Chiduri, said that after a three-month tight selection process, 30 students were chosen to join the competition. He wished the visit would be a precious experience for the students and teach them about the role of diplomacy and Indonesia in the world. Ali Chiduri was optimistic that the students' involvement in the conference would be the first step for the Indonesian youth keep making contributions to the world. Columbia Model United Nations Conference and Exposition is designed to encourage students' active participation through intense debate in small groups consisting of less than 25 delegates.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together or a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
And you've just listened to Lafay by Weird Genius featuring Sara Fajira. Wow, it's a very nice song, isn't it? It is apparently incorporating a very nice Indonesian, I should say Japanese language in the song, because for some people, Indonesian traditional or regional languages is quite, how do we call it? It's rare, or people don't often incorporate them into the songs, but this one is one of the songs who dare to make sure that no matter how modern the song is, no matter how, well, internationally having an international vibe, but they are not afraid to incorporate Indonesian traditional regional elements in it, and we are proud of that. And talking about pride, here's another quote from our President Sukarno. He says, "A nation that doesn't believe in its own strength as a nation cannot stand as an independent nation." And that's the quote of the day.
Hari ini kau berdamai dengan dirimu sendiri. Kau maafkan sama salahmu, ampuni dirimu. Hari ini ajak lagi dirimu bicara mesra. Berjujurlah pada dirimu, kau bisa percaya. Maafkan semua yang lalu, ampuni hati kecilmu. Luka-luka hilang lalu biar tentram yang berkuasa. Kau terlalu berharga untuk luka. Katakan pada dirimu semua baik-baik saja.
So you're listening to Tulus with Diri or Self. It is a song that reminds you that sometimes the person that we really need to forgive in the world is ourselves. And after this song, listener, we'll bring you to Sumatra Utara, or the North Sumatra, to listen to a story about someone loving their son so much, and the people also care about him, in the story about Singale Kale.
Bilang padanya jangan paksakan apapun. Suarakan, ingatkan terus aku makna cukup. Luka-luka hilang lalu biar senyum jadi senjata. Kau terlalu berharga untuk luka. Katakan pada dirimu semua baik-baik saja. Bila lelah menepilah haya tiada nafasmu, luka-luka hilang lalu
at first glance. His face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigali Gali ini sebenarnya dia
Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. Right now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word Gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Toba. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar Sigali Gali kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Sigali Gali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old.
This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloths. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-Gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-Gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-Gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture, and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feasts exhilarate. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine is cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. beautiful Indonesia.
Thank you very much for our PayPal who is joining the Indonesia today. But what we know after this, we'll stay here with the English service on 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and of course still on vionis.id and the application SRA Digital. And if you want to know more about Indonesia, make sure to join our social media accounts on the Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, BOI_official, especially people in America. Come on, it's not blocked anymore. So open your TikTok and also follow The Voice of Indonesia on BOI_official. And please subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And if you want to get more quote unquote closer by saving our number, you can save our number. It is +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Well then, listener, I'm Steve. I'm thanking you for joining us, and make sure to stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tinhau, pois em viver tudo para sul, sem questão, e bocastão, de buguin solipos lidem tua. Abandonada de toda dolma, estesse el mobli abandon, e petras larmas e albergues. Per quai l'esse lieu di senza tai sto esse muri per contarti alla vita senza c'hai pi per quai l'esse lieu di senza tai sto esse muri per contai alla vita senza c'hai pi. I serenati da sertati mitzim hueli unsim stierli orsis canta l'andalisto. Arsa fiu bella brantra macca spruzza ma tu seriga ma sacca. Iternati isham brava ma. Via maschina pinda. Hanti via. Mi acci priva, vecchi grande ma. Lerik priva, grazie mi nati, vetti sa. Besser go, hanti via mira, ti schriva, vetti grande ma, ledi pliva, grazie minati, vetti fa, svirt merava, besser go, svirt merga, io, svirt merga, io, svirt mer besser, a besser, a besser go, svirt merga, io, svirt merga, io, svirt mer be, a besser go. Sut mer be a besser go.
Yo yo.
L'inverno è passato, l'aprile non c'è più, è ritornato il maggio col canto del cucù. L'aprile non c'è più, è ritornato il maggio al canto del cucù. L'aprile non c'è più, è ritornato il maggio al canto del cucù. La bella la finestra la guarda su e giù, aspetta il fidanzato al canto del cucù. L'aprile non c'è più, è ritornato il maggio al canto del cucù. L'aprile non c'è più, è ritornato il maggio al canto del cucù.
Pensa al pin la tua casetta, che la rivedrai ancor, la tua bella che t'aspetta, orgogliosa del tuo amor, la tua bella che t'aspetta, orgogliosa del tuo amor. Les armai de colombete de pomata se son leva.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
representing news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Hasyim Djoyohadi Kusumo named Head of Advisory Board for Museums and Cultural Heritage. Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership further strengthens Indonesia's position. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadli Zon has appointed Hasyim Djoyohadi Kusumo, a well-known businessman, philanthropist, and younger brother of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, to lead the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Board. The official announcement was made during a ceremony at the National Museum of Indonesia on Monday, January 20. In his speech, Minister Fadli Zon expressed confidence in Hasyim's ability to bring together a strong team, emphasizing the importance of collaboration between the government and private sectors to preserve and promote Indonesia's cultural heritage. We hope Mr. Hasyim can create a solid and effective board. Managing museums and cultural heritage isn't something the government can do alone. It requires everyone's support, from local and central governments to private businesses and entrepreneurs, especially those who've gained so much from Indonesia's resources. It's time for them to give back and help elevate our cultural legacy. Fadli Zon added, the advisory board will include business leaders and philanthropists who are passionate about Indonesia's culture and history. He believes the partnership will play a key role in speeding up improvements in museums and cultural sites across the country. Indonesian Ministry of Trade, ASEAN.